Mayor James Calnon appointed a committee of 12 city residents in January to assess Plattsburgh's more than 100-year-old charter and recommend changes to the document. They met with the mayor and city councilors Thursday evening. In a free-flowing discussion, city leaders and commission members talked about the research they are in the midst of and potential changes that could be considered. Charter Commission Chair Luke Cyphers began by explaining how they're structured.
We've divided into three subcommittees to study various areas of potential charter revision. One of them is to study major potential change, which would be going to a council manager form of government and seeing what the pros and cons are of that. Another one is to just look at the language of the existing charter and see what things have to come out, what has to be updated and brought out of the horse and buggy era. And the third one is to look at potential issues with elections, things like term length. And at this point so far, we've just kind of turned our committees loose.
City Councilor Mike Kelly started an extended discussion on how the charter could determine terms and term limits.
How do we get people to vote? People go out to vote for presidential elections. If that's when the people show up, let's make that the time that we put our leaders up for vote also.
So this is something we are considering.
Committee members used the meeting as a research session, seeking advice and input from counselors.
We have five of you here. If you could be candid with me, I'd appreciate it. If your term were 4 years, would you think it was too long or perhaps you wouldn't run?
You know, it's definitely not reducing it to 2 years, because that, I think, is just an absolutely discouraging idea for anyone running. And you guys have so many factors. The relationship of whether to stagger and the length of the terms, and then whether you align them with federal elections. I think a four-year term, that sounds like a nice number, because it really takes a while to get settled. And given that we're term limited, You're diluting the ability of people to gain experience and then to carry that experience forward.
The committee is contacting other communities of similar size to research their charters and election procedures and have found some that had not previously been considered locally.
Whether we should ask about nonpartisan elections where you don't have a D or an R next to your name. You're not affiliated on the ballot with a party.
On the ballot, but when you knock on the door, people are going to ask you.
Well, they'll suss it out.
Not a bad thought, though, because every time you go, if you're a staunch Democrat or if you're a staunch Republican, you're just going to look for the R and you click. So now all of a sudden, when you just see there's no R or D or I or whatever, that means, do I know that person? Have I really understood what the person stands for? I like that.
Cyphers was pleased with the results of the meeting.
Our commission is really starting to get down into the nitty-gritty of potential charter revision. And at this point, I think it was really helpful to hear from the elected officials what their views are, what their concerns are, and see what they're looking down the road at.
Public hearings are planned for mid-April, and the commission plans to issue a report by mid-July with recommendations for charter revisions to go to voters and areas that can be changed through council action. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.